Yes, I'm becoming more and more careful. I always like it when there is laughing in the room and smiles, but I think this is indeed a very serious topic, and I'm addressing that. So I think we can move forward. We have heard the views. We are working on the basis of a compromise for this meeting. And I would very much appreciate if all high contracting parties could accept that compromise and work on the basis of that compromise. And of course, I assume good faith on all sides. And with that, could I make another try to invite the group to confirm the rules of procedure under this agenda item? I see no objections. It is so decided. Agenda item 4, organization of the work of the group of governmental experts. Under agenda item 4, before commencing the substantive part of our discussions, allow me to briefly go over the main aspects of the organization of the work of the GGE for this week. The meeting is being broadcast live on UN Web TV as we speak, which allows viewers to follow the proceedings remotely in all 6 official UN languages. The link to the live broadcast has been made available on the 2024 GGE Laws page of UNODA Meetings Place. The video recording will also be available on the same website shortly after the meeting ends. Other information on the GGE on law session and relevant documents will also be shared on the UNODA Meetings Place. Please note that statements will be posted on the meeting web page only if they have been submitted to the CCWISU. Therefore, if your delegation wishes to have its intervention made available online, kindly submit it to ccw@un.org. And I would also like to remind delegations to send their statements to speeches@un.org prior to their delivery, as this will be important for interpretation services. Additionally, a fully automated speech-to-text fast service will be provided so that text of the procedures can be found on Indico following the conclusion of the meeting each day. This is a machine-generated text and does not constitute an official record of the meeting. Regarding Rule 24 of the Rules of Procedure on the right of reply, I would also like to inform delegations at the outset that given the time constraints we are facing, I will limit rights of reply to 2 minutes and to a total of 3 per delegation, which will be heard at the end of each morning or afternoon session. Let me now turn to the provisional program of work, which has been issued as document CCW/GGE.1/2024/2 and was circulated via email by the CCW Implementation Support Unit on Thursday, January 18, 2024. The document is also available on the 2024 GGE on Laws webpage of UNODA Meetings Place. I suggest we follow the order of the agenda items. Let me now turn to the indicative timetable for our meeting, which was circulated via email by the CCWISU on the 19th of February, and which is also available on the webpage of the GGE. The purpose of the indicative timetable is to offer guidance for our debates and optimize the use of the available conference time this week. I would like to stress that this is only an indicative timetable. Its sole purpose is to help us organize our discussions and make the most of the time available while maintaining the necessary flexibility. During the informal consultations, also some other topics not explicitly included in the indicative agenda were raised, including human-machine interaction, legal reviews, opportunities for risk mitigation through the use of emerging technologies in the area of laws, security considerations, and other risks. You will be able to bring those ideas under any of the specific questions where you think they belong, like, for instance, risk mitigation with regard to opportunities for risk mitigation. In any event, I would like to stress that delegates are welcome to address any other relevant issue within the scope of our mandate, which is not included in the indicative timetable under the agenda item on other matters. We might then also address the way forward towards our meeting in August. I therefore hope to count on your cooperation and active engagement in discussions. I see Pakistan.